You're listening to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, only on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and Rick, we have with us as a guest on the line, Val Betts, who is the president of the Sugar Group. Welcome to the show, Val.
Thank you for having me. Oh,
it's our pleasure. Val, can you explain to our listeners what the Sugar Group is and what you do?
The Sugar Group, actually Sugar stands for the Sugar Glider Advanced Research Group, and we are a research organization that focuses all of our research solely on sugar gliders. We don't put sugar gliders in a lab and experiment on them, but we do utilize owners across the nation and veterinarians across the nation to give us as much information about sugar gliders as we can, both before and after their death.
Interesting. And Val, are there many organizations like yours in the country, or is it something that is more your exclusive domain?
No, there are no other organizations like ours in the country. There are some organizations that are doing research that maybe include sugar gliders, but we are the only one that our only focus is sugar gliders.
And I can't imagine that there's a whole lot of research dollars going your direction. This has to
there's
be a
no
passion of love. Yeah.
Most of what we do comes through a very generous and cooperative effort with Texas Veterinary Medical Diagnostic Labs here in Texas.
So kind of a partnership in a way, kind of a sense of generosity on their part, and they're willing to kind of look a little further than what they would and help you out in this way, any way they can.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I kind of have a general feel for how that goes. You know, there's this nobody listening, so somebody stops and says, hey, what's going on here? And that's probably, in your case, how this came about. There's probably not too many research groups out there trying to go for sugar gliders and a lot of need for it.
There is a lot of need for it. You know, it started for me about 4 years ago. I'm a rescuer and have a large rescue organization here in Texas, and I came into possession of a little glider. His name is Jackie Chien, who had survived having his spine severed, and he's paralyzed, and that's not an injury that sugar gliders survive. Uh-huh. And so, but he did. And in the process of trying to find anyone in the country who could help me with some tips or tricks to help him get better, I found that there were none, because no glider has survived this before, and no one could help me. And that's when I became aware that we just need more research on these guys. We don't know what they're capable of. We don't know how they tick or how they work. And somebody needs to sit down and put all that on paper and figure it out and get us some numbers and statistics. And so that's when I founded the Sugar Group. And from there, took about 2 years to get us really up and running and staffed. And then for the last 2.5 years or so, we've been going strong, working with vets and people across the nation getting information about sugar gliders. Most of it comes from, unfortunately, after their death. Uh-huh. But that is how we learn the best after their death, is do a necropsy and histopathology to find out how it happened and what we can do to make it not happen again.
I go with you on that. In our fish department, if any fish dies, we put it under the microscope, even a customer's fish. And I always say, you know, well, no fish goes without a cause. You know what
That's
I mean?
Right.
Yep. So the evidence is there. Let's see what we can figure out so at least he didn't die in vain.
That's right.
That's
Sometimes
fantastic.
It's the last great thing your pet can do is help another.
So tell us, what have you learned so far? What kind of earth-shaking change of care do we have attributed to this research?
A lot of what we're learning is that the sugar glider community is unique in that sugar glider owners are very, very passionate people.
Sure they are.
And they have this huge community online where people every single day talk about their gliders and share what they're learning and assist each other through emergency or stressful situations. And a lot of times you start with something small and it grows into this big, huge thing, and suddenly everybody thinks this is truth. And we're learning through our research, no, it's not truth. Gliders Right. don't develop metabolic bone disease from a bad diet. In 99% of cases, it's from an infection or a parasite.
Interesting.
But we tell people, oh gosh, you got to feed them this 2-to-1 ratio or they're going to get this metabolic bone disease. And it turns out these sorts of things are not true.
Okay.
But we now have numbers to back that up. We now have numbers to tell people, you know, this is, for a long time, if your vet said your glider was overweight, it was overweight. And everybody just took that to mean, oh my gosh, my glider's fat. And now we know there's a wide range of normal for glider weights. Things like, we can tell you now that 23% of gliders are passing away from liver disease, and we don't know why. So we just launched our liver study.
Okay.
Because that's significant. That's a significant number of gliders. If a quarter of them are dying because of chronic liver disease or liver cancer, something is happening that's causing gliders to get so many liver issues. So generally, every year around this time, we have a national conference, and so we sit down and analyze all of our data for the year before, and then we use that data to help us develop our research for the next year.
So what's changed in how we take care of a glider since this? I mean, collectively, because I imagine you're a fantastic sounding board. Whatever you guys kind of come up with as far as better care and keeping of them with the internet and your communication and these conferences, it's got to spread like wildfire. What's different? What do we do differently with a glider now than we used to?
A couple of the major differences that I see occurring right now, one is that there's a much better understanding of the care that pregnant and nursing mothers require, and we have seen a drop by 5% in the amount of Joeys that are rejected in the last year since we increased that sort of education. So our moms are not getting, they're not treated like little delicate flowers. They're treated like normal little gliders, just like people are. You don't sequester them because they're pregnant. Uh-huh. And also, you know, we feed them a little bit differently as moms. The second thing that we're seeing a lot of is an increased focus on enrichment. For a lot of people, they think you stick a wheel in the cage and that's all the glider needs. And we know we're caging animals that in the wild would have miles and miles of territory to explore.
Right, right.
And so we have focused on enrichment and providing different types of enrichment in regards to foraging and cognitive stimulation and puzzles and that sort of stuff. And as a result, we're seeing healthier, happier gliders that live longer lives. And the third thing that we're seeing is there is this tend to panic in the sugar glider online community when anything is wrong, and we send them straight to the vet and get medicine right away, right away. And we're finding that particularly when we have so many liver and kidney issues, perhaps medicating quite, you know, at the drop of a hat is not the best thing we can do, particularly mm-hmm. when those medications are metabolized by the liver. So we're getting people to the point now where we're actually learning to triage gliders, and we don't run to the vet and utilize somebody's much-needed emergency fund if all that the glider needs is increased fluids at home or mm-hmm. that sort of thing. And we're not doctors, and we don't tell them what's wrong with their glider,
sure.
but we do tell people, let's don't panic quite so much. Let's don't rush to the vet and demand antibiotics if your veterinarian does not think antibiotics are necessary. And by educating people about here's situations in which antibiotics are necessary, and these are the symptoms for those types of infections. But there are other things that, you know, sometimes gliders, for a long time, people didn't understand that they're affected by the moon phase, and that when we have a full moon, often gliders don't eat, and people would panic and go to the vet immediately.
Sure.
And now we've taught them, no, gliders just will go a day or two without eating.
Well, and we just had the largest moon possible not too long ago. So was it lighting up on the board?
Got to be some hungry gliders out there.
And a lot of panic. Oh my gosh, my gliders didn't eat for 2 days in a row. And we always tell them, give it 3 days. They'll eat something, and if they're taking treats from you, they're eating. But you know, if they're not cleaning, you know, gliders love to eat, and they'll usually clean their plates. And if you have a couple of days that they don't, usually it's related to the moon phase or mating. They also, when they're mating, don't eat well.
Well, it sounds like you've spent a whole lot of time and what researching this. And I think if there's one nut that I can relate to very, very well, is that you've taken a lot of the anxiety and a lot of the question mark and a lot of the I have no idea what to do and complete dismay out of the idea of owning sugar gliders. So
that's my hope. I hope that, you know, we don't think that they're as easy to care for as a hamster, but that if it's something that you're interested in, you know, we can make it so that it's not an intimidating process either. And as a rescuer, that's really my heart and soul. I want all these gliders in homes that can and will care for them forever so that rescue is no longer needed.
Val, what is your website in case people want to get in contact with you or, by chance, donate?
It is Kingdom Critters, both with K's, K-I-N-G-D-O-M, K-R-I-T-T-E-R-S, www.webs.com.
Fantastic. Well, we've been speaking this morning with Val Betts, who is the president of the Sugar Group. And Val, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing that great information. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, it was our pleasure. And Rick, we're out of time for this week's show again, but what a great topic this has been. At first, I was hungry and adventurous in my feelings, and now I know a lot about a great creature, and I'm grateful for it. So on behalf of our producers, Holly Rotter and Mark Price, and my co-host in the studio, Rick Pruse, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend, a great week, and we'll see you again next weekend for next week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320wils.com. Be sure to include a picture of your pet or any animal pictures, and we'll upload them onto our Facebook pages.